Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar, where he will meet with his counterparts of the Gulf Cooperation Council today to ease their concerns about the Iran nuclear deal. He arrived late Sunday in Doha after spending the bulk of the day in Egypt in a strategic dialogue session with Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry and focused on security and other issues. Mr. Kerry told Egyptian officials the U.S. values Egypt.
The importance of Egypt and the importance of the relationship can't be understated. Egypt has long played a pivotal role in the region and in world affairs. And we have great confidence, I assure you, that that's part of the foundation on which we will build the future.
Secretary Kerry is on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. From Qatar, Mr. Kerry will travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam, where he will celebrate the 20-year anniversary of the U.S.-Vietnam diplomatic ties. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post that was in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers, wounding 24 others. That attack was near the Iranian border, involved a vehicle packed with explosives, and in a separate attack, one Turkish soldier was killed, four others wounded when a military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been laid by the rebels. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper in the Central African Republic who died Sunday after being attacked by gunmen. The UN force took over the African Union peacekeepers nearly a year ago after a mandate to protect civilians and support a political transition in the Central African Republic. This is VOA News. Nigerian Army said late Sunday it had rescued nearly 180 people held by the militant group Boko Haram. Most of those were women and children at camps in the country's northeastern Borno state. Earlier on Sunday, the Nigerian Air Force backed ground forces as they attacked Boko Haram fighters on the southern edge of the Sambisa forest. Nigerian authorities say they killed a large number of the militants, all of that southeast of Maiduguri, capital of Borno state. Meanwhile, the French press agency says 13 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded early Sunday by suspected Boko Haram fighters about 20 kilometers south of Maiduguri. Hundreds of journalists marched Sunday in Mexico's capital protesting the killing of photojournalist Ruben Espinosa, who was found dead from gunshot wounds, found dead along with four women. Espinosa, who fled to Mexico several weeks ago after being harassed outside of his home in Veracruz. The Committee to Protect Journalists says 34 journalists have been killed in Mexico since 1992, making it the 10th deadliest country for reporters. Here in the U.S., President Obama will formally unveil an ambitious plan later today to combat climate change by reducing carbon emissions from U.S. power plants. Mr. Obama's Clean Power Plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. I got the story now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
President Obama issued a call to action with a video posted on Facebook before an announcement that could define his legacy on the environment.
Power plants are the single biggest source of the harmful carbon pollution that contributes to climate change. But until now, there have been no federal limits to the amount of that pollution those plants can dump into the air. Think about that.
The goal, reduce emissions by more than 30% from 2005 levels by 2030. The plan sets a target, but allows individual states to decide how to comply. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament on Sunday, set an election for October the 19th. Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are seeking a fourth term in office after almost a decade in power. Sluggish economic activity in China, falling oil prices, all that triggering a steep decline among Asian stock markets during today's early trading. Shanghai Index slumped over 1.5%. Seoul's Kospi Index dropped nearly 1%. And Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index lost as much as 1%. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.